Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, this is an Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 1-800-636-1067. Can talk about Brian Robinson Jr. if you'd like. Anything else? I saw this story. It always does seem to come out of Florida, but it made me chuckle. So this guy named James Farthing and his girlfriend were arrested at the Trade Winds Resort in St. Pete. Here's the twist in a way. He won the Powerball the day before. $167.3 million.
Good Lord.
And the very next day, apparently, he gets arrested for kicking a police officer in the face during a fight.
Oh, my God.
According to the affidavit, the sheriff's deputy was trying to break up a fight when Farthing kicked him in the face, causing swelling and redness.
Hold on. Did he do this the day before or the day after he won the Powerball?
No, the day after.
So he had won the Powerball, high on life.
Was he just hammered?
I think his girlfriend was hammered, and he probably was hammered too.
Of course.
According to the affidavit, they say she appeared very intoxicated and was yelling, screaming, and making incoherent statements. Hmm. And then the boyfriend or husband, I guess his boyfriend, Farthing, was in a fight. And then the deputies tried to jump in.
All right, did you read?
I guess he just doesn't care.
Did you read his criminal record?
I did not.
He's got 9 convictions. I'm sorry. He's got convictions across 9 counties in Kentucky. So he's from Kentucky. He won the Kentucky Powerball.
All right, so he's a bad guy.
And he's got convictions in 9 counties. So he's got at least 9 different other, you know, convictions. I'm not sure if that was related to.
So, I mean, there's no way this guy's going to, I mean, it's going to take a miracle literally from God to get his life together.
He choked a girlfriend. He bribed officers while in prison. He sold cocaine to an undercover cop. Yeah. This guy is a complete loser. James Farthing is a complete loser.
He's a degen.
It's a joke that he won $167 million.
Here's the thing.
Makes me angry.
But hold on. He's going to squander it. He's going to, you know, no way it's going to have a happy ending.
Use it all on drugs.
There's no way that's going to have a happy ending.
It's a lot of money, though. Yeah, he might, you know, have to serve time. When you assault a police officer, you're going to serve time.
Of course.
I mean, just look at him. He just looks like a loser.
I can't even.
He does. He's got spider web tattoos,
I believe. He has so many tattoos.
Let me see
the guy with a billion tattoos.
You can't see the full body here. I think if you watch the video. But, I mean, that's the day before the fight. And if you watch the video, he's got no shirt on. Yeah. And you see.
He has like one of those Brock Lesnar tattoos, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He looks like a loser.
He is a loser.
Yeah. Well,
I was in a good mood until you told me that.
It's such a big amount of money, though. I don't know if even he can squander it.
I'm telling you, dude, guys that, you know, there's been a lot of stories written about guys that win Powerball and stuff and about how they all, not all, but a certain percentage end up like bust, like they're just because they're still got bad habits, you know.
$167 million is a lot to squander.
I'm with you.
Well, I get it. If you get like $10 million and people start buying houses left and right,
yeah.
But $167 million, that
well, he won't
find
get
that hard.
Let's say it gets 80 out.
It'll
of
be
it.
Probably 40% of that.
Yeah, who knows
after taxes and whatever.
Probably do the lump sum. Everybody does lump sum.
I mean, if NBA players can squander it, just idiot can do it.
Yeah. All it takes is a few trips to the casino. You're in trouble.
Here's a better shot, EB.
I mean, I already can tell. I can tell. But,
This is the shirtless.
Right.
I don't know what pattern he has on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, he's probably on roids, too. He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot of issues. He's going to have a hard time living a quiet life and stay out. He's not going to be able to do it because he's already wild. So he's going to party like a. What's he going to order? What's the famous drinks everybody orders to celebrate? He's just going to be ordering bottles of whatever everywhere.
Yeah.
He's destined for a lot. It's going to crash and burn. Even though he'll have 80 to 100 million.
I'm kind of rooting for it to crash and burn.
There's no way he's just going to be able to live a quiet life.
Can I talk about a good person? And yeah. I'm not sure. I do know the guy's name, but I was asked not to say it publicly.
All right.
Okay. But there was a story, Valdez, you might have heard this. We were talking about golf earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Last week at a local golf course
mm-hmm.
in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
One of the golf cart girls crashed her golf cart and flipped it into the marsh in between a couple of holes. I believe it was between the eighth and ninth hole.
Usually I see those are dudes like just plastered.
I don't know if she was going too fast. I know the course, so I know exactly where it happened. You kind of go down a hill on number eight. And
you got to be a little careful.
You kind of go up the hill to number nine, but there is marsh there on the left.
Uh-huh.
She maybe it was wet, but she lost control of it.
Right.
Flips it into the marsh.
Is she okay?
Hold on, I'm getting there. The golf cart lands on top of her.
All right.
All right.
Not good.
She couldn't. She's in the water. It's on top of her. She couldn't move. She is drowning. Okay. So somebody called. I guess the golfers that were on the course called 911.
Right. They go running in there.
She, one of the starters, is a former. Not police officer, firefighter.
Yeah.
He gets there. She's not breathing. She's basically drowning. He resuscitates her, and she survives, and now she's fine.
Well, that's unbelievable.
He saved her life on the golf course because no one else could lift the golf cart. It took like nine people to lift the golf cart off of her. She's in the marsh, and she was basically drowning. He resuscitates her. And she survives.
So they actually did say they had enough people they could get the car
I guess
off.
With all the golfers there, yes, they did.
Yeah.
But not all of them knew CPR. This guy did.
So she wasn't breathing.
She was not breathing.
Wow.
He got to the golf cart, to the accident. She was not breathing.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
He saved her life. I'm guessing she was a college girl or a high school girl.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I feel like that's a leak in my...
Did you hear that
abilities.
Story?
I didn't hear that. Was she playing or was she a car girl?
She was a car girl.
Oh, car girl.
I'm not CPR trained, are you? I mean, maybe I was at some point.
All my kids are. All my kids are, and my wife is. I just figure if you choke,
you couldn't resuscitate somebody.
You're boned,
right?
If you choke or something around me, you're boned.
I was a lifeguard.
I'll be good.
I was a lifeguard for multiple pools.
You still don't know how to do it,
and I was not CPR certified because the company said. Screw it. We need somebody quickly. Yeah. You just, we'll
that's
bypass.
Where my kids are all
we'll
lifeguards.
We'll sign off on it. Yeah. So I was not CPR certified.
I've seen
but
Dina.
But this guy was.
I've seen Dina give the Heimlich multiple times. Like, she's literally saved one of my kids' life.
I don't think you need to get Heimlich certified. You just, watch it on TV and figure out kind of how to do it.
When your life is on the line, I wouldn't want you doing it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd be...
You'd rather have me doing it than nobody.
That's true.
You imagine jumping in, you got brand new foot joys and Peter Millar pants.
Right? Like, oh, man. The cart is a big monstrosity. If it's one of those with the beverage cart,
it has the whole thing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, so it has all the little refrigerators in there and a big top-heavy thing.
And it actually has an engine. It's not electric.
Yeah, it's a big old thing.
Yeah, I mean... It took a bunch of guys to pull it off of her, and when she was underneath, she was probably under there for a couple minutes.
I mean,
he resuscitated.
I mean, I could see it a lot of times. Don't take this wrong. It just is what it is. Sometimes the cart girls are just clueless. They don't really know where they're supposed to be.
If she's new, and then she doesn't really know some of the
know the terrain.
Yes,
yeah, right.
I saw one. Yeah, literally yesterday. Was going backwards up a hill like it was. She wasn't going forward. She was going backwards. It was almost like it was sticking. She didn't know how to do it. Like, I don't know what was going on. And then finally, it started going forward.
You know, kudos to the guys, but extra kudos if they had white pants on.
Hey, there's no way she shows up to her next shift, right?
She was in the hospital, but she lived.
Dude, she might be traumatized from it. Might be traumatized. Like,
yeah, she might not ever get in a golf cart again.
Drive that big ass top heavy thing. Those things probably could tip over pretty easily.
You think about it. But if that former firefighter was not there,
she'd have been Dunsky.
Probably because it would take a few minutes before the ambulance gets there.
Yeah.
So. You know what? Transfer to the halfway house or the bar. Area.
Don't they say Don't they say that now they're not? Did he resuscitate with mouth to mouth, or did he do chest compression?
It just said CPR.
I think they say now not to do the mouth to mouth.
I don't know exactly.
I think it's just supposed to do the chest compression. I think.
Well, I think the only reason they say that is because people won't do it.
Right.
Because they don't want to do mouth to mouth, and so they
It's gross. Like honestly, Jeff, if you were stroking out,
I know you wouldn't.
I would have a hard time doing
mouth
to mouth.
You're just a weirdo. I don't.
You would do mouth to mouth to me?
Yeah.
I would probably do mouth to mouth on any person on the planet if they were dying in front of me.
Right.
Not this guy who won the Kentucky Powerball.
Yeah, I'd even do it on him. I mean, you have to. That's a human responsibility. If someone is there dying in front of you, and
it's a character flaw, I would not.
I mean, that's
it.
A massive character flaw.
I would do the chest compression. I would opt for the chest compression.
Yeah, but you're not doing the whole CPR routine.
You're going to get cooties.
I'm too phobic.
By the way, I would definitely want to do it to the guy who has $167 million.
If I
save his life.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. It's
that's a good point.
Flaw. It's a character flaw.
He may be vermin, but he might give me $1 million.
That's unbelievable. I'm not giving mouth to mouth to probably any stranger. All right. I would almost put it at any stranger.
Where do you draw the line? How about a cousin?
Yeah, yeah.
A second cousin.
What about any of us? Any of us? I can't put it on my lips on my cousin's lips.
Hey, what about Mar? Mar passes out from doing too many whippets or ammonia.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would struggle to give him mouth to mouth. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think anybody would love to do it. No one here is being honest.
I'm being honest.
No, we're all being honest.
I'm being honest.
I don't want to.
I'm not asking you to run into a burning fire. I already know you wouldn't do that. I'm saying if you and Mar were in a room together alone and he's on the ground dying, you wouldn't give him mouth to mouth?
I'd call 911 and say, get her quick.
Yeah.
Because someone might think you're lighting the loafers or something.
I wouldn't.
Would you check? But
it.
If you legitimately, legitimately checked his neck and there was no pulse,
chest compressions,
everything,
chest compressions.
All right, let's say the chest compressions don't do anything for 30 seconds.
I just keep pumping them. I pump them. I feel
again,
it before on TV.
I don't even know what you're supposed to do. I would just kind of make up the CPR routine based on what I've seen on TV.
Right.
Like I would do three.
You don't know.
I would do
know,
three compressions.
Staying alive. You don't know that.
No, I would just do three compressions. And then I would grab the guy's nose, and then I would just blow in there. I don't know if I'd be doing it right, but...
I probably would only do it for my son.
You need a lot more than three. You got to do like...
No, I know. I'm saying that would be my rhythm. I'd go one, two, three, then do the breath, then I'd do one, two, three.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
No, I don't think you're supposed to
mix those up.
You're supposed to pump like 15, 20, 30 times or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you breathe.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it to the rhythm of staying alive. Like I said, I don't have the training.
Mm-hmm. No, I just would.
I would try.
I'm not a hero. I don't have a hero gene.
But you have a human responsibility to at least try.
Let me tell you something. Within your power. My own child was choking, and I panicked, and I ran circles around our car while my wife leapt into action, and she gave my kid the Heimlich, and the lifesaver popped out and she saved his
life. Let me ask you, didn't you faint too when my either Stevie was being born?
We talked about that
or...
last week. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Would you have any kind of remorse or guilt if Mar died in the same room as you and you couldn't get someone there to help him?
And if I had given him mouth to mouth,
and you just sat there, he just called 911. Yeah. And they said his life could have been saved if you knew how to perform CPR properly, including mouth to mouth. Would you have any kind of guilt or remorse?
Maybe a slight, but not a ton. It's just not something I'm going to do, probably. I'm not going to give someone mouth to mouth. I will give them chest compressions. I will try my best if I like the person.
All right. Well, would you take a straw and put a straw in his mouth and blow through the straw?
Yes.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
I would do that.
Let's go to a couple of these callers who apparently have saved lives.
Yeah.
Or maybe their lives have been saved.
All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. The reason we actually went to bystander CPR is twofold. One, people don't like doing mouth-to-mouth with strangers, as you mentioned.
Right.
I've been a paramedic 20 years. There is no chance I would ever do mouth-to-mouth. I've seen people vomit repeatedly when we're using a bag valve mask, and you can see what comes up.
Yeah.
So I would never do mouth-to-mouth. But as for compressions,
yeah,
the reason for it is compressions are more effective. They've realized and done a lot of studies and realized the pressure needed to cause that oxygenated blood to circulate throughout the body. You already have that oxygenated blood in you when you first go down. So when you do those compressions, you're pushing that around the body. And every time you stop to pause to give a breath, it greatly drops off, and then it takes time to build back up. So a lot of studies have shown for bystander CPR, it is far more effective. And even in some cases, they've talked about going to professionals doing that, where they give supplemental oxygen, but they're not giving breath
right
at first, just compression. So, yeah, for me, I wouldn't do mouth-to-mouth
either.
Do you see
how they're trying to shame me, though? You see how they're trying to shame me and make me feel...
You're doing the right thing. I remember one time we had a guy went down on a track. He was running outside on a track. Somebody, the new CPR, ran over to him.
Yeah.
They did CPR on him, actually brought the guy back.
Right.
But the guy had vomited all inside of his mouth as well, and we had to give them exposure forms. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're doing the right thing, EV.
Thank you.
Right, he's doing the right thing by doing nothing.
He stumbled into something.
that's right.
Brian, he doesn't want people to think he's gay. That's why he won't do it.
Hold on. I want people to think.
You said you wouldn't do it to Mike Marr.
I would know if he was drowning. I'm not doing it. I don't think it's going to be in the newspaper. I was just telling you privately, I would not feel comfortable putting my lips on his lips. Okay? I'm not saying that it's going to be like people are going to think something.
He might have some luscious lips.
I don't care. I'm assuming no one's going to know. It's just me and Mar. Mar's passed out, stroking out. I'm going to give him chest compressions.
You think it would affect you the rest of your life?
No, you wouldn't
feel good if you saved his life.
I don't want to put my lips on his lips.
I know, but if you did and you saved his life, I think you'd forget all about that. It wouldn't affect you.
I might.
What I don't think you'd forget is if you didn't. And you just let him be.
And if he died right there because you wouldn't give him CPR.
I think that as a dark place. I think there's a dark place in my brain that I could get over it.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I inevitably die in that situation, make sure you bury me at Secrets with those smelling salts.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go real quick. Can I go to Andy? Come on, Valdez.
Come on.
Live a little, Valdez.
Come on.
Let's go to Andy real quick. Andy, what's up?
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you, I'm a big advocate for CPR. A year and a half ago, my wife saved my life. I just a little bit older than you guys, and I'm athletic. I run, bike, swim, do triathlons, but came home from the pool and wasn't feeling right and walked in the house, went upstairs, and had a massive heart attack and cardiac arrest. And my wife came up and had... called 911 because just she knew when I was coming through the door that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I said I wasn't feeling right. And as she came in the room, 911 came on the phone and she said, my husband's turning blue. And they said, start CPR. And she, I think it was Lurch, said she had learned, 30 years ago, as a lifeguard.
Right.
And just did chest compressions. The operator said, just do the compression. So Brian was right. That works. And she sustained me for 6 minutes until the cavalry showed up.
Jesus.
And then they worked on me for an hour, had to shock me 5 times.
So what do you do now? That's an amazing story. What do you do now, like, to make sure that you don't have another big one?
Well, what I had was a fully blocked left descending artery. That's your widowmaker. So able to stent it, open it up. And that was the problem. So now
that changed your life.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta go. We're up against a break. I appreciate it.
Did you get post heart attack buns? I mean, she saved your life.
No, they could die having hitting buns.
All things are good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right.
You won't answer it.
I can't have buns if you just had a heart attack. I think you probably gotta stay away for a while, right?
Well, he didn't mean right after. I mean, he probably meant a week later.
I
assume he went to the hospital.
Of course.
No, you can't come home from a heart attack and then hit skins. No. I think you'd have another heart attack.
Your wife just saved your life.
But your heart is vulnerable. You got a blocked artery. Get the widowmaker. You got to get that thing fixed. And then you got to let it heal. Then skins. You're so horny.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.